From Hollywood, the Coca-Cola Company brings you Mario Lanza. Good evening. The Coca-Cola Company welcomes you to the Mario Lanza Show with the music of Ray Sinatra and his orchestra, transcribed songs by Giselle McKenzie, and starring MGM's romantic tenor whose inspiring voice has thrilled you on the screen, in concerts, and on records. And now, in person, Mario Lanza.
Thank you, everyone. Though summer does not end officially for a few weeks, to many of us, this Labor Day weekend marks its close. The kids will be going back to school, you'll be back at your job, but your everyday tasks might be a little easier if you add a little music to them. Well, like this song points out.
Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the dawn will roll, I'll get along as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
Thank you.
Elvis Brodsky, composer of the song that is most identified with Mario Lanza, Be My Love, has recently written a score for MGM's musical romance, Rich, Young, and Pretty. From the many fine songs in that picture, Mario Lanza has chosen the appealing Wonder Why as his next selection.
Wonder why I'm not myself of late. I'm feeling strangely great. I wonder why. I suppose some genius could explain why I walk in the rain. Just let him try. I guess simple explanation, unless I've come up with a new sensation. It could be that she's caught up with me, and all the mystery I'm speaking of. Suppose some genius could explain why I walk in the rain. Just let him try. I guess there is a simple explanation, unless I've come up with a new sensation. It could be that she's caught up with me, and all the mystery I'm speaking of.
This song was written for a 1914 Broadway musical called The Girl from Utah. And according to the critics of that day, the young composer of the song showed a great deal of promise. A promise he was so richly to fulfill in his later years. Mario Lanza sings Jerome Kern's first big song hit, They Didn't Believe Me.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell And I'm certainly going to tell them that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you chose me. Got the cutest little way. Like to watch you all the day. And it certainly seems fine just to think that you'll be mine. When I see your pretty smile, makes the living worth the while. So I've got to run around telling people what I found. Your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you chose me.
This is Mario Lanza again. Many composers have set to music the Lord's Prayer, but none perhaps has captured the essential dignity and beauty of the words as truly as Albert Hay Mellott. I would like to sing it for you now, and such is the sacred nature of the song that I feel sure our listening audience would prefer that there be no applause at its conclusion.
Our Father, thy name our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For